Thank you for all of the wonderful, wonderful music. How blessed. And I've said this so many times as I've traveled. I believe in America, it should be perfectly legal to shoot a bad choir. You ought to just be able to stand up and put them out of their misery, all right? And you say, Brother Gibbs, why would you say such a thing? And I want you to know it's because a choir can dig a hole that no church service or preacher can get out of. And boy, your choir, Brother Andy and this choir did such a great job. And this precious lady, such a beautiful, beautiful song. Thank you, done so well. And how many of you, that music touched your heart this morning? It surely did mine. If you turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke, please, the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke's Gospel. My son Jonathan and his precious wife Janelle are here. Jonathan, stand up so they know who you are. Janelle, I spoke about Jonathan last night at the Christmas banquet for a minute. And it was all good, J.D., it was all good. And then attorney Russell Ellis is here. Russell, stand up. He's here with his wife and their two precious twin babies that are 4 weeks old. 4 weeks old. And these are just miracle babies. And they have a beautiful daughter who is Peyton. And then the Lord blessed their house with two little twins that did not survive long. They went home to be quickly with the Lord. And now these twins are doing well. So we prayed very, very hard for these precious twins. And how many of you are thankful they didn't lose those twins? We know right where they're at. They're with the Lord. And this Christmas is just a special time. And I want to thank you. Your pastor always makes so much of us. It was our privilege to serve this church. And do you understand the issue? I think people forget. The law said, you can't have a church unless we say you can have one. That was it. And if we don't say you can have one and you're willing to pay us some money, you can't do it. And your preacher said, that does not sound biblically right to me. And that doesn't sound American right to me. And your preacher in this church's stand changed the law for the state. How many of you are thankful for your pastor and the stand that he took? Indeed. We're going to look at the birth of Christ here in just a moment, but I want to tell you a story. I was watching TV, and there's a program on TV that occasionally I like to watch called Antique Roadshow. How many of y'all have ever seen the Antique Roadshow? And it's not the antiques I'm interested in at all. It's the people's responses. Everybody's hoping their antique is worth a fortune. And so most of them, they put them up there and they say, oh, this is really, really nice, really good, and it's worth $600. And they go, oh. And then they try to, well, that's good. And you could just tell they're disappointed in the extreme. But they had one that was the all-time winner. A lady came in with a small table that she had hauled there in the back of her pickup truck. And she comes in, and the minute they see it, the appraisers order guards to stand around it and not let anybody touch it. And they then tell the story, we had no idea two of these tables were made by George Washington, and they're the only two pieces of furniture that he ever fashioned with his own hand. And we know where the one is. It sold at auction, if I recall right, for like $14 million. And everybody has been trying to find the other. And we just assumed that it had been chopped into firewood or something, and you come in here with it rattling around in the back of your pickup truck. And they said, do you understand, we would now value this for you, if I recall right, at about $22 million. And the lady almost fell over. How many of you would love to have an old piece of furniture worth mega money, okay? They then went on and said, you don't know what you had. And she said, oh, the kids all played on this. We kept it in the basement. It was never anything. When we moved, we put it out in a barn for a while, and then we brought it in so the kids could use it. And they said, do you understand how precious this is? How valuable this is? And she said, I do now, but I didn't then. She could not even remember how she got it. It got handed down from a couple of remote aunts. Nobody else wanted it, and so she took it for the kids to color on it. No idea in the world. Jesus, the Son of God, is in a manger. And this world has no idea what they have. Sadly, many Christians this year have gotten so wrapped up in other meanings of Christmas that we have no idea what we have in that Christ child. Read with me Luke chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin. Now, boy, I hope you have this underlined in your Bible, because the world now, and sadly, according to statistics, almost 75% of Bible-believing Christians question whether Mary was a virgin. If she's not a virgin, the Bible is full of lies. Sent to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation should this be. Do you understand, this was just a humble servant girl, who all of a sudden has an angel appear and say, you're highly favored. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and in this the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Verse 37, For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Do we understand what we have in that Christ child whose birth we are celebrating? I ask you to write three things down this morning. Number one, the incredible sacred mystery of his birth. Jesus Christ, born of a virgin. An act totally done by God. Mary said she couldn't understand it. She was mystified by it all. How in the world can any of this humanly being explained? And you know what the world does? What they can't understand and they can't explain, they just dismiss. This can't be. We don't understand how it could be. It's never happened before. So we're just going to dismiss it. And when they do that, they have no idea what they're dealing with in that Christ child. Mary, this isn't explainable. You're exactly right when you said to that angel, how in the world can this be? When the world says to you and I, how in this could have happened? Only by God. Only by God. But there is no question that the Bible clearly states it did happen. And when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, Mary, we know two things. Number one, God chose you to be the instrument, to be the human mom. But Joseph was not chosen to be the father. It's of God that this happened. And when we celebrate that baby, this is the Christ child. Now, I love how the angel closed this discourse with Mary. He said, I know this is troubling you, but I want you to understand, it's only impossible with man. It's never impossible with God. How many of you are thankful that nothing is impossible with God, including the birth of that precious Christ child? It amazes me that how in some faiths they make such a matter of liturgy where they talk about the Virgin Mary and all of these things, and then the people don't believe in the virgin birth. My friend, if you don't believe in the virgin birth, that this is the Son of God, not the son of Joseph, the Son of God, then you understand nothing of Christmas. Every baby has a mother and a father. This child was chosen by God to be with Mary, and it was God the Father through the Holy Spirit who brought this child. He's 100% human and 100% God. He is the virgin Christ child. The second thing I want you to write down, number one, this incredible sacred mystery of his birth. How I love that part. Number two, the saving ministry of his birth. Jesus became human so that you and I could have a Savior. Now, do you understand, the devil well understood that God had pronounced in Genesis that a sacrifice is going to be provided. But until the birth of that child, the sacrifice wasn't there. And until the birth of that child, every believer, by faith, looked forward to the coming of that Christ child. But now the devil and his minions say, there he is. That's the sacrifice. We've got to get him killed. That's why they rose up and there was such oppression and babies were slaughtered everywhere and Mary and Joseph had to take flight down to Egypt just to save the life of the Christ child. Do you understand that baby in that manger was intensely hated by the devil and every demon of hell because they understood that is what's going to make it possible for people to be saved. Do you understand what you have? Wow. Born of a virgin and a great ministry of salvation. We love to keep Jesus as a baby, but you understand every angel understood that he is going to come out of that manger. And he's going to grow up, and 33 and a half years later, he's going to give his life, that baby for you and for me. In your mind, for just a moment, put this together. There's the baby Jesus. And the angels are saying, there's the little tree that's going to grow up and is going to provide the wood for his cross. There's the metal in the ground that they're going to mine, by which they're going to fashion the spikes and the nails to pin him to that cross. There's the thorn bushes that are going to grow the horrible torment of what's going to be pressed on his brow. There are all the stone fragments that are going to be put in the whip that's going to be used to tear him to pieces. that baby in that manger is the sacrifice for you and the sacrifice for me. And when we celebrate Christmas, it's, Lord, the fact that you would come, the fact that you would leave the splendor of eternity with the Father in heaven, and the fact that you would come to be that Christ child. Boy, the incredible thing about the sacred mystery of your birth, and the incredible thing about the saving ministry of your birth. If you can look at the Christ child and not think, born for me, born for my salvation, then you have missed what Christmas is all about. I would assume quite possibly at your house, I know we have some at ours, we have little manger sets that we set up that show the baby in the manger. And boy, as I mentioned last night, do you understand, why would God have him born where all the animals were kept? A manger is a feed holder for animals. It wasn't a bed. And God said, this is where he'll be. And as you look at that little manger scene, does it come to you, that baby was born so that I could go to heaven? That baby was born so my family and my friends can go to heaven. That baby was born so I can tell others how they can go to heaven. That Christ child. Mary, God's going to do something unbelievable here. And unbelievable is the right word. It's only possible with God. God is going to overshadow you. And a child is going to be born who's 100% human and 100% God. He is going to be the Son of God. And because he does that, we can say John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, what's the next word? Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't it amazing when we set up those little manger scenes? There's normally like figurine angels and figurine animals and the wise men and Mary and Joseph. But the baby is so small. And yet what that scene is all about is that baby. That is the Son of God. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. That miracle birth, that sacred mystery of his birth, and the saving ministry of his birth. It's only by coming to him, only by coming to him, that any man can change his address for eternity. I sit on airplanes quite a little bit, and when I sit next to people, most of the time, more times than not, I get to share a gospel tract with them. And airplanes are a great place to witness, because once they turn on the fasten seatbelt sign, nobody can leave. You just sort of got them, and they got you. And I was witnessing to a lady here a couple of weeks ago, very nice lady, and she's going to see her family for Christmas. And I said, that's wonderful. Man, I'm so glad you're getting together with your family. She said, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I said, you know, do you know what Christmas is all about? Oh, she said, yeah, parties and gifts and singing. And she just rattled all this stuff off that she, I said, that's terrific. But I said, do you realize that's not what it's about? What it's about is the Christ child, the baby, the miracle baby, born of a virgin. That's what it's about. Who's going to grow up and die for my sin and yours. He is the sinless Son of God, the perfect Son of God, the only sacrifice that could be made. And because of that, we get to go to heaven. This very nice lady turned to me and she said, "You know, I guess I heard all of that as a kid, but," she said, "I just choose not to think about that." She said, "I just like to think about all the parties." And then she went on and told me how much she likes to spike her eggnog. And she said, "I carry my own little bottle, and when they're not looking, I pour it in." And I said, "That's not what Christmas is about. It's the Christ child." When's the last time you bowed your knee and said, "Lord, too much I've forgotten what this is really about. Too much we're wrapped up in all kinds of things, and we've forgotten, indeed, you were born with a sacred mystery, the only person ever born of a virgin. And by decree of God, you came to take away the sins of the world." And as the devil looked, he saw that baby and he said, "That's not another baby. That's the Christ child." And that's why the devil wreaked all havoc he could to try to kill that child, even in its infancy. What a tragedy if we forget. And somehow in the midst of celebrating this season, which I love Christmas, but if we forget that Christ child, then the devil has won. Write the third thing down. Number one is sacred, sacred mystery of his birth and the saving ministry of his birth. But I love this next point. As one man said, the sovereignty of his birth. Do you understand what the angel said? "And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his fathers David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." If you study history, every kingdom, and there has been, by most scholars' counts, almost 8,000 of them have come and gone. It's kind of hard for us to ever think that if the Lord tarries long enough, one day America will not be what it once was. All these nations have risen. Man, a very, very famous treatise of books was written, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. And everybody said, the Roman Empire will never fall. And now it's non-existent. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go. But that baby was not just born of a very special way by a virgin. And that baby is not just the Son of God. That baby is going to rule and reign forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. I always tell people, doesn't matter whether you believe in him now, one day you will. Because one day every man is going to have to bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. When you see that baby, do you see the King? Do you see what he is? By proclamation of God and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Now Mary said, I can't put this together in my mind. I can't make even sense of it. And the angel said, that's okay. That's okay. It's only impossible with man. It's never impossible with God. But you understand, we don't serve a Savior who's trying to do the best he can, and we're going to see how it works out. We serve a Savior who, by proclamation, starting with that baby in the manger, is going to have the kingdom that's going to rule and reign for all eternity. For all eternity. Can I remind you, eternity's not a long time. It's not a very long time. It's forever. Forever. When you've been there a trillion years, Nothing's even yet started. Because it's forever. And that baby in that Bethlehem manger is going to be the king who rules and reigns. When you see that baby, do you think of the miracle birth? Do you think of, that's my Savior? He alone has the power to make the sacrifice so that I, so you, to anyone who will accept it, can go to heaven. Absent that baby, we don't have salvation. And do you understand when you look at that baby that that is going to be the ruler for eternity? The Son of God. Wow. Christmas. The birth of the Christ child. Do you realize what you have when you talk of the Christ child? The lady who hauled that piece of furniture in that Washington had fashioned said at the very end of the program they had, if I'd only known what I had, I'd have treated it different. And she said, if I'd have known what I had, I'd have never drug it here. She said, if I'd have had any understanding of what this thing was and what it was worth, then she said these words, I'd have lived different because I'm rich and I didn't know it. You're right. You are rich. If you understand what you have in that Christ child, it will cause you to live different. This is not the birth of a baby. This is the birth of the Christ child. Russell and Crystal have brought their two babies this morning. Now, Seth Krause and his precious wife, they're in the back here, one of our lawyers, they have their precious baby. And boy, these babies are beautiful and precious, but they're not the Christ child. That baby in that manger, do you realize it is the Son of God? And then do you realize He's my Savior? Because He has come, and against everything they're going to try to kill Him, against everything they're going to try to stamp out His life, because the devil understands that's what's going to defeat me. That Christ child, because He's in that manger, you get to go to heaven. Your family gets to go to heaven. Anyone who's put their faith in Christ, heaven. And then do you understand? He is going to be your king, because He's going to rule and reign for all eternity. In our church circles, Pastor, sometimes we don't talk a great deal about the ruling and reigning Christ. But boy, as you read the Scriptures, it's clear. We serve a Savior who is going to be the King of the universe for all eternity. And He's that Savior lying in that manger in Bethlehem. He is the Christ child. This morning, do you know what you have? Or are we in a measure like that lady who drags her table in the back of a pickup truck, who lets her kids color all over it, who sticks it out in a barn for a while, never realizing the pricelessness of that piece of furniture? Do we realize the pricelessness of the Son of God in that manger? A miracle birth, born of a virgin. God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, He is the Son of God, do we realize He is the sacrifice? It's because of Him, there He is, that you and I are going to be able to go to heaven. And when we look at Him, do we say, that is of God, the reigning King of the universe, who one day for all eternity we will get to be with as He rules and as He reigns. It's Christmas. I plead with you, when you look at that babe, don't forget what you have, the Christ child. Father, thank you. Oh my. So easy to get caught up and look at a manger scene or a postcard or a sign, a Christmas card, and suddenly we forget the miracle birth. That baby is the Son of God. And Father, we forget. Absent that baby, there is no salvation. Our salvation is through Him, that babe. And Father, He is a king, lying where all the animals do, in the manger. No room for them in the inn. He sure doesn't look like a king. And that's why the world dispels Him so summarily. But God, He is the reigning King of His kingdom. By decree of God, there shall be no end. Father, I pray that this Christmas, as we come to that babe, that we'd not forget what we have. Heads are bowed. How many of you say, Brother Gibbs, God spoke to my heart this morning, and I want to leave here different than I've come? If that's true, hold your hand up right now. Hold them high. The Lord spoke to my heart. God bless you. Take your hand down. I wonder if there's one here that would say, David, I'm not sure that babe is my Savior. If I was going to be in eternity before sundown tonight, if I was no longer going to be alive when the sun sets, I'm not sure where I'd spend forever. That's why that babe came, was so that you can be absolutely sure. Brother Gibbs, pray for me. I want to know heaven's my home. I want to know my sins are forgiven. Now, this will take a moment of honesty, some integrity. Would you just let me pray for you? I won't embarrass you, I promise. Brother Gibbs, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm heaven bound, but I want to be. Hold your hand up right now. Just let me pray for you right where you're seated. Is there one anywhere? Oh, let me pray for you. This is what Christmas is truly all about. Anyone, anywhere. Father, you saw the hands of the Christians. Boy, forgive me. Forgive us. We get so wrapped up in doing, we forget why we're doing it. That babe in the manger, the Christ child, the Son of God, our sacrifice, the sacrifice for the sins of the world. And as we look at that babe, His kingdom shall know no end. He is the reigning King of the universe. Father, I pray that we'll never look at Him without remembering what He is truly in our hearts. Father, I pray as we leave here today, if you spoke to hearts, we'll never do what's right when we leave if we don't do what's right when you speak to our hearts. Help us now in these closing moments to honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand together. I'm going to ask them to play a hymn of invitation. And if God spoke to your heart, I want to invite you to this altar. Remember, at an altar, it's not knees and backs we bow, it's our spirits we bow. God spoke to my heart, Brother Gibbs. I raised my hand. That's why I did it. Then I want you to come right now. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. This service is going to be over in mere moments. Mere moments. But would you come? Oh, my. The world just says, treat the Christ any way you want. What a tragedy. But what's worse is when God's people treat the Christ any way they want. That babe in the manger, the Son of God, the sacrifice to end all sacrifices. Every sacrifice made through the Old Testament was looking for Him. And there He is in the manger. And He is going to be our ruling King for all eternity. God spoke to your heart. You come. We'll pray right now. Anyone else? Father, speak to our hearts. And God, we don't want to be just hearers of the word. We want to be doers. By your power, by your grace, we don't ever want to look at that babe in the manger without remembering he is the Son of God. Not the son of Mary and Joseph standing there. He's the Son of God. And Father, may we not forget that babe is our sacrifice. Born to die for every one of us, to pay for our sins. And Father, He is our King. He's going to rule and reign forever. May we never look at that Christ child ever, ever again, I pray. And all God's people together said, Amen. Do you ever walk in a store and they say, Happy Holiday? And I always turn around and say, It is, and Merry Christmas, because this is Christmas. And do you know why? It's not a matter of a culture war. If that's the only reason you're doing it, doesn't count for much. Don't you dare take away the significance of that babe in the manger. He is the Son of God. He is the sacrifice that's going to make it possible for our sins to be forgiven once for all. And He is the King who's going to rule for all eternity. Merry Christmas.
Sounding joy. blessings of His hand. Though you may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters
Silent night, oh.